From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the middle of the week.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
No respite unless you're into the cheddar market in dairy this morning.
Yeah, a bit of concern. This is a global dairy trade auction overnight. A bit of concern leading into it because there'd been further weakness in the futures markets prior to this auction. I was keeping a bit of a close eye on those future prices. And I was a little bit worried that bid demand might sort of fail to appear at this latest auction overnight. Futures contracts were trading, if you look at the whole milk powder futures contracts, they were trading under $3,000 a tonne, as I said, for whole milk powder. Now, if we look at the last dairy trade auction, you were looking at just over $3,000 a tonne. I think 3,039, I think, was where that index sort of set. And all of the contracts, March right out to July, were trading under that amount. And the bid sort of looked a little bit weak. Someone asked me yesterday, so where do you think it's going to pitch in? I said, well, you're really taking a stab at it, but it could be 3 to 5% down. As it turns out, whole milk powder down 2.6%. The overall global dairy trade index fell 2.9%. So skim milk powder, whole milk powder 2.6, anhydrous milk fat, that dealt the final push to the index down 5.5%. So in total, 2.9% fall. But Mike, you've also got to sort of step back and look at the whole picture. And us city dwellers, we only need to drive about an hour outside of Auckland to realise how dry it is.
Yep.
And you've got this drought going on, and that's potentially creating a supply side issue. So that against the uncertainty being generated by coronavirus, which is impacting the demand side. So the drought could actually potentially sort of give a little bit of a push up higher in that price. And so, I mean, you've got that uncertainty around coronavirus, Mike. Just looking at this, the Dow Jones, as I'm looking at now, down 240 points. And that's not being helped by the Apple share price. The company said it will miss its revenue guidance for this current quarter, and that's due to supply constraints, diminished demand. So you've got to expect a series of these announcements now, as everyone doesn't not quite sure what the impact of coronavirus is going to be.
Yeah.
So it's going to be felt from dairy right across every sort of product as well.
Which is why I thought it was weird that G was on television saying that they're going to meet their growth targets. But anyway, how about housing, eh?
Ah, well, the sleeping giant has woken up, Mike, hasn't it? Now, think about this, Mike. Election year. Now, what do voters like? They like economic feel-good factors, don't they? And although it might not resonate with, you know, all the political platforms, particularly housing affordability, but a frothy housing market, Mike, that's arguably a good tailwind for the incumbent government. And what I'm talking about, you've got rising house prices, you get that wealth effect, people feel richer, and so they spend and they gain confidence. And, you know, this potentially that could be happening in 2020. These are the REINZ numbers, Real Estate Institute New Zealand numbers, released yesterday. Best January for house sales since 2016 in Auckland. Sales rose 3.2%. Auckland sales up 9.7%, so the sleeping giant has woken up. North Shore, Waitakere City, their house sales up in the high 20s, 28, 29% growth. Now, we've talked for months about the sort of two-speed housing market that was Auckland, and there was pretty much everywhere outside of Auckland, but it seems to have switched around a little bit. Now, January is usually a quiet month, so let's just sort of hold our horses a little bit here and see how the traditionally busy months goes. But look, we're getting calls from bank economists now that the housing market could run up double-digit gains in 2020. Mortgage rates are low, there's lots of jobs, you know, employment is robust, days to sell is dropping. We're seeing this across the Tasman as well. The RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia, they're worried about the housing market. But just reflect on this, Mike. We had the Reserve Bank out last week. So inflation's near your midpoint. You've got a robust employment market. You've got the housing market improving. If it wasn't for the black swan event that is the coronavirus, would the RBNZ be thinking about interest rates going up?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You dropped that one in at the end, did you? Fair enough.
I did.
Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 29,152, down 245 points. As I said, 0.84% fall. The S&P 500, 3357, down 22. And the NASDAQ, 9692, down 38. That's about 0.4%. The FTSE 100 lost 51, 7382. The Nikkei down 329, 1.4%. 0.4%, 23194. The Shanghai Composite relatively unchanged, 2,984, up 1. Across the Tasman, they'd lost 11 points on the ASX 200 yesterday, 7113. We gained 62 points on the NZX 50. That's 0.52%, 11,935. Now, the currencies, New Zealand dollar, a little bit weaker, Mike, against the US, 0.6393, 0.9522 Aussie, 0.5910 euro, 0.4911 pounds, and against the yen, 70.20. Gold, highest we've seen it since 2013, $1,603.60. And Brent crude, $57.08.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.